Why no? L'chol ha'domin she'tunim matan dam liyisoid, that all the dams of Zerika. Rashi says, after you made your Zerika, if there's any dam left over in the Kli, you have to put leftover dam on the yisoid of the Mizbeach. That is the mitzvah to put the Shirayim on the yisoid, on the foundation of the Mizbeach. How do I know this? Talmud, the Pasuk says, v'dam zuchach liyishpoich. So here you see, we're using this Pasuk for Shirayim, for the leftover blood, not for the Ika Zerika. So once it's true, but nafkulei midi Rebbe, we learn that, that's what we know from Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Yoima, V'yanisha Badam Yimotze, Shantalon Badam, Matalon Badam, Vishlaman, and Melodis Lamakam Zun, and Melodim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Lam is Zain Omer Aleph. We'll just start over again from the Gemara, on Lam Vovim Bey says like this. Again, the Ton Rabbonin, Minayin Lenis Namazbech Achitzon, Shenosin Ramaton Achash, a keeper. How do we know the Loch of the Mishnah, that the dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzoyim, that if you only put one Zerika, you have your Kaporim, Kamaloyim, the Pasuk says, V'dam Zivrochecho Yishofech. V'dam Zivrochecho Yishofech. So we dash, and as long as you made one Shvicha, you have a Kaporim. So where's the question? Is this Pasuk V'hai L'Ochud Yosef, the Pasuk come for this? From Yiboyle L'Katanya. We need the Pasuk for different Adrosha. We need it for this. Like list Minayin we learned. Minayin l'chol ha'domin she'tunin matin dam liyisoid. How do we know there's a loch of shirayim? That any dam that's left over in the kli after the kabbalah, after you make the zrika, that the dam left over, you have to pour it to the yisoid of the mizbeach, to the base of the mizbeach. How do we know this? Talmud Leima. So we dash in our posse that says the dam zefuchecha yishofech. Smash my our posse is talking about the shirayim. Left over dam, there's a mitzvah to put it on the mizbeach. So you cannot learn out from this pasuk that the ikah zrikas, you crush it with one zrika. You can't say a shofach means only one zrika. Here we're dashing, a shofach means spilling the leftover dam on the mizbeach. It's more so true, but I'll tell you, nafkalei mid Rebbe. Learn it out from Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, v'hanisha bedam yimotzei. When the pasuk says, the hanish of leftover blood, yimotzei. Rashi says, the chatis leif ksid, this person is talking about by an oif, that's brought for a chatis. It says, the hanisha yimotzei. It's hanisha yimtso, hevra lemichta, it should have said, yimtso. And how come it says, the hanisha badam yimtso? So, it's extra. Simona says, shein tamlem of adam. Really, the word dam is extra. Pshit, we're talking about the dam. It says, the leftover dam. So what does that have to say the word Badam? It just should have said, V'hanisho Yimotze. So what does it say the word Dam here? So Moshe says, V'fishle l'mad nuvelo l'nisnin matin dalid she'tunin matin domen v'yisoid. We only know that a chatis, that's totally dalid zrikas, on the four corners of the Mizbeach, there it has a loch of the Shirayim, the leftover Dam of it should be spilled onto the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. But Shah Domim, other Karbonis, that you do not have to make four Zerikas. Minan, how do we know? But any other Karbon, also there's a mitzvah Shirayim, that the leftover dam should be put on the Yisrael of the Mizrach. Talmud Lema, that's our drush over here. V'yanisho Badam Yimotzei. It says an extra word Badam here by Chatis Oif. Shein Talmud Lema Badam. It doesn't have to say the word Badam. Umat Talmud Lema Badam. How come it says the word Badam over here? Lema, it comes to teach us. Kol ha'domim she'tunim matadomim yisoid, that any type of zrika, any time there's a mitzvah zrika sadam on the mizbeach, so the loch is the leftover zrika in the kli, the leftover dam in the kli of the kabbalah, there's a mitzvah to put it onto yisoid of the mizbeach. So the kiss is, we have this Joshua over here to teach us that all the domim, there's a shirayim to be put on the yisoid, we have the first plastic extra. Therefore, our first pasuk that we dash in v'dam zvuchecha yishofech, that could be extra to teach us that even one zrika is mechaper. Gemara says no. The akati still lohochi the yos is it true that what you're saying that this pasuk v'dam zvuchecha yishofech is coming to teach us that even with one zrika sadam you have a kaporo? But Gemara still me boyly we need this pasuk to look at the time like we learned. We learned. How do you know dam that was supposed to be put the zrika. And now instead of doing the zrika, you put it with a shlicha that you yotza. So Rashi learns like this: Minayin l'nislam b'zrika means kol hadomim shekosta ben zrika could go in oilo korbneilu shlomim v'yoshem v'chivbu v'zorku or b'chor d'chiv v'yez domam tizrik. The whole zrika merochik. What does a zrika mean? It means you're standing a little bit far away from the corner and you throw it. You throw it from the kli onto the mizbeach. That's the way you do a zrika. Now shricha means you're just standing right next to the mizbeach and just pour it on top of it. So how do we know that the kabbonis that says a zrika, if the diavad you make a shricha, you stand close and just pour it onto the mizbeach, but also you yotza, it's good. Tam leimud vidash now posik. Rashi says, "Kol zvochim b'mash, with mash many carbon there is, you'd be yotze with a shricha." So again, it's not extra to teach us that with one zrika you yotze, but rather it's here to teach us that if you do a ma'isa shricha, also you're makayim. But maybe you have to have four shrichas, or at least two. Tomorrow it says, "I'll tell you, shavolok Rebbe Kiva, the old like Rebbe Kiva, the yom that Rebbe Kiva says." He argues, it's no good. And if you make taka shvicha when you're supposed to make a zrika, it's not yotza. So according to Rebbe Kiva, it's good our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, even with one zrika, you're the kind of the kapora, that's because according to Rebbe Kiva, we dash it from the posse with damas, that one shvicha, one zrika is enough. It's not, because we learn like this. The more in Pesachim, Beirach Birchas HaPesach, they made a broch on the Korban Pesach, so Poter El Shel Zevach. It also passes the Korban Chagiga that they bring in Av Osa. Rashi says like this: Beirach Birchas HaPesach, Poter El Shel Zevach, Chagiga Av Osa, Shavoyim HaPesach. Now with the Korban Pesach, you also used to shech the Korban Shlom Chagiga, to shech Abu Mu, when you had a lot of people there, and you wanted everybody should eat the Korban Pesach Al Asayva. So first he used it from the Korban Shlomim, and then they eat the Korban Pesach. They learned it because Tefim Sochim, that Allah Pesach on the Korban Pesach, when you eat from the Korban, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Kishonim, and Tosev, and Tivonu, Lech Ola Pesach. V'yahla Zevach, when you eat the Chagigo, you say, Asher Kishonim, and Tosev, and Tivonu, Lech Ola Zevach. That's the Korban, that's the broch you make on a regular Korban. It says over there, the imbirach ala pesach, poter as a zevach, you bring them together, and you make the broch on the korban pesach, that part is the other piece of meat, the other meat of the chagigah also. That's what the Gemara says, that again, derech birchas a pesach, you make the broch on the korban pesach, poter as shel zevach. But shel zevach, if you only make the broch, asher kishon, v'tov tivon, lech as a zevach, loy poter as a pesach, this does not help, to poter from the korban pesach, like it's not mavuyu enough. Here is Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Loizu peterizu, loizu peterizu. No, not the broch on the korban pesach, part is the korban zevach, and not the broch on this, part is this. So Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, loime, einzu peterizu. The left leader knows that lenisnim vizrika, shnosnim vishvich yotze, he doesn't know from this. Do de pesach vishvichom. That the Korban Pesach is b'shrichni b'dans v'rechay yisofich nachon on the kamon. V'etate loy d'rashtu minei. So that's what the Kiva says. Each one is a separate. You can't mix up one with the other. Because the Korban is supposed to be brought b'shricho cannot be brought b'zricho. Ma'ashenken Yerbi Shmuel says, that Rashi says, we thought Yerbi Shmuel hold that zricho is the chlal shricho. That zricho is also the chlal shricho. Therefore, matan dam shlom shkosu bozriko, bechla matan dam pesach is just like a pesach that says shricho. Therefore, if you make a broch on the berich, on the pesach, it patters the zevach. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the zevach is bechla la pesach. That even though the korban pesach is done b'shricho, but as the korban has to be done b'shricho, a shricho is also kosher on it. And therefore, the broch of a pesach applies to a zevach also. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, that a korban that needs a zrika, like all the kabbonis. If you make a shvich, you're not yotza, so it has no shaykhus for korban pesach, it has to be done with shvichim. Therefore, the broch on the korban pesach, cannot part of the other zevach. So you see, Rav Kiva Shitter is that a zrika and a shricha are two different things, and one does not help for the other one. So therefore, according to Rav Kiva, it's good the pasuk down to Chachu Yishofik is extra to teach us that with one zrika you have a kapara. The Gemara still says, still no. Akati, still lohochiu diyosef. It's true that the pasuk comes down to Chachu for this purpose. Akat lohochiu diyosef. The chur miboyle, we need it lekretanya, like we learned. We learned that Yishmael says miterech shenema. Since the pasuk says ach b'chor shor, oy b'chor kesef, oy b'chor eiz, that lamadno comes to teach us this pasuk in the midbar that lebchor shetoyin matin domim, that a b'chor also has to have a regular matin domim. Says ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, oy b'chor eiz, because a b'chor needs matin domim. The Emurim are given Mizbeach, and you have to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. But still, Meiser or Pesach, I had to know by Korban Meiser, or by Korban Pesach, also has the same thing. There was a Mitzvah, there was a Rikas Dam, and there's Achila, and there's Emurim that has to be burned. Talmudim, the Pesach says, the Dam Zerachech Yishofich. For now, Pesach in the Devarim, that's the Ribui. But even by a Bechor, even by a Meisah and a Pesach also, there's Rikas Dam. So, Chura, how do we dash in to teach us the next that one Zrika is Mechaper? So, Masada, I'll tell you, Sovolo, Kereb Yosi Aglili. I'll tell you, our Tan holds like Reb Yosi Aglili. That he says, what? Rashi says, Yomar, Pesach Bezrika. That the Meisah Korn Pesach could also be the Mitzvah Bezrika. And he learns it out, Mivies Domom, like Siv Domoi, the lake of B'chol L'chudei. Why like this? Moshe says, the Tanya read like this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Domoi L'Nemer, doesn't say the word Domoi, Elo Domom, says the word Domom. By B'chol, it doesn't just say it's Dam, but says rather Domom. Chelboi L'Nemer doesn't just say to burn its Chelov over B'chol, Elo Chelbom, it says Lashon Rabin, Mashu, more than just the B'chol needs this. So Limna comes to teach us Al Bechor Maisu Pesach, that in all three types of Karbonis, whether it's a Korban Bechor, the firstborn, whether it's a Korban Maisu Behemoth, the tenth one, whether it's a Korban Pesach, that Shetoyin Matin Domim V'Emurim Gavim Mizbeach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's still, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, it's still extra the Pesach V'Damas V'Chech Yishofech. That's Shat V'Nahal Mishnah, that holds with one Zrika, you have a Kapara. Now the Gemara's question though, but Rabbi Shmuel, Haikra Mapad Lelihocha, or Mapad Lelihocha. By the Chur, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this one Pesach of the Dams of Zerachech Yishofech is making two drushes. One drush we just said, now we're dashing that not only a Korban Bechor needs Matan Domin, but even a Maisa Beim in a Pesach. How does he know it? From the Pesach of the Dams of Zerachech Yishofech. And before the Chur, it's Mashma, how does Rabbi Shmuel know to say, not like Rabbi Kiva, that a korban is supposed to be done with zrika? If you do it with shricha, it's also good. The chur from the same pasuk, dams v'chach yishofech. The chur according to the chur according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're learning out two things from the same pasuk. How could he use this one pasuk, mapek leli hocha or mapek leli hocha? The master of the nechnam, I'll tell you, trei tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Start the two different tanoim. The tana that says this part, Rabbi Shmuel, that the pasuk is for meiser and a korban pesach. He does not hold like the other Tanin Rabbi Shmuel that says they come teach us that a Zrika is good with a Shricha. And the one that says it's teaching us that even with a Shricha Yotzor, Itaka does not learn like the other one to say it's for Bechor, for Maisa Behema and for Korban Pesach. And Echnami, it's two Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says, this friend of Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukum Lo Kulu Bechor, this one according to Rabbi Shmuel is this Pesach. Ach b'chor shoy, b'chor kesav, and b'chor eiz. It's only talking about a korban b'chor, and I need a ribui for maisa. And for Pesach, I know this, then it's good the pasuk says, obzorim yilchor, that's like this matn and kuna, that the bus or the korban b'chor goes to the kohen. But ever lo Reb Yosi, the korban Reb Yosi Shita, the mukum le'nami b'maisa pesach, that this pasuk is also talking about, a korban of a maisa behema, and a korban Pesach, so that the Gemara, Meister Pesach Baila Machilei, like Lechur the Baila needed. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. So how can you say it says the Bsur Milachom that goes all together, both on the Bechor and on the Korban Pesach, there are two different halachas. One is talking about the owner, and one is talking about the kohen. So I just say, "Stam ubsorim yilucho." Gemara says, "May ubsorim yilucho." The mitzvah says like this: "Echotam v'yechad b'amum." If he's a teacher, Kohen Rashi says, "V'yerlam loshem rabim nokat kro kamo."